For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This is a reminder, there's an end-of-the-year sale going on right now through December 31st. And just a reminder, the Village Green is your resource. They have 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. So please take a look. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, please join for Kevin's discussion on Kind Organics vitamins. Now, our guest today is Alan Miller, Ph.D., Executive Director of Medical Affairs with Thorin Research. And the topic is energy, how we create it from foods, how this can go awry, and how to optimize energy production. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Miller. He has 25 years of experience as a naturopathic physician in the areas of clinical practice, clinical research, writing, education, formulation, product development, and technical support. For the past 20 years, Dr. Miller's worked for Thorin Research and currently is executive director, as I said. Now, he was the founding senior editor of Alternative Medicine Review, which is the first peer-reviewed Medline Index Journal of Clinical Therapies in Integrative Medicine. He was also chief medical editor of the book Alternative Medicine Review, Monographs, Volume 1, and he's authored over 20 scientific papers. He is an author and contributing editor to Pizzorno and Murray's Textbook of Natural Medicine. And he's also authored a manuscript on drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. And this has been utilized in online databases for clinicians. He is a skilled educator, and he has lectured at medical conferences worldwide. I want to welcome you to the show, Dr. Miller.
Well, thanks for having me today, Dana.
Well, that's a lot, and some of our listeners that are nutritionally savvy will recognize your work in your writing, especially the Alternative Medicine Review. Very good, and I appreciate the Textbook of Natural Medicine, so I want to thank you personally.
Oh, you're welcome.
And let's talk about energy, what it is, and I'd like to start with the basics. We have a variety of listeners, and they all have an interest in nutrition, and we like to always start with the basics when we've got a topic. So take it away on energy.
Sure. Well, we talk about energy. We feel a subjective feeling of energy in our bodies, or the lack thereof. But what exactly is that, right? Here's an analogy. We create energy. We create electricity to light our houses, run manufacturing machinery, in some cases to recharge our cars, right? That energy is created via some sort of substance or substrate interacting with another substance. And that could be something as simple as water mechanically moving turbines or coal being burned to create steam, to move turbines, to create electricity. We can all wrap our head around that sort of a concept. In the human body, the energy currency is something called ATP. ATP is adenosine triphosphate. ATP is a molecule that contains something called adenine, which is called a purine base, ribose, which is a sugar, and three phosphate groups, which is phosphorus, oxygen, and hydrogen. The important part of that molecule is the phosphate groups. They can be separated from the rest of the molecule, and when they are, they create energy and heat. Now, this occurs in pretty much all living cells, all human cells, right, all the time. If we don't have ATP being produced, we're not alive.
Right.
So it's thought that we have the conventional wisdom is that we have a limited amount of ATP, and that it's being recycled all the time. It's being used. You take that molecule that has the three phosphate groups on it, and you kick off a phosphate group, and it becomes adenosine monophosphate or diphosphate. And then you can put those phosphate groups back on. You can recycle it, and then you can use it again and again and again. But you can also make more. And it's interesting, just a little bit of trivia. It's thought that we use basically our body weight in ATP every day.
Wow. That is hard to comprehend.
It really is. And it's not as though we're creating, we're using our body weight in ATP. That means that we have to create our body weight in ATP, which would be impossible. But what we're doing is we're using it, and then we're very quickly recycling it, creating more from that basic molecule again, using it again, recycling it. So it's not as though we have to create all of this new ATP, but we have to create some. And there's a process in the body that allows us to create ATP, and that's in every cell.
And that's the mitochondria.
So that's the mitochondria, yeah. Why is this important is the question. And I always come back to that so what question, right? Why is this important? So what? How is this important to how we feel? Because this all happens in the mitochondria. And in the what I would call the progressive medical mind, it is thought that reduced mitochondrial function is at the center of many degenerative disease processes.
And that is a relatively new concept, because the previous medical model was you had either perfect mitochondria or you had extreme mitochondrial disorders, diseases, and you really wouldn't survive those. So this is something different, at least in the last 20 years, the perception.
True, yeah, yeah. I was just at, a few weeks ago, I was at a Institute for Functional Medicine conference in Miami. And they had two different modules going on. They had about 250 doctors, mostly MDs, in each of the modules. One of those modules was energy. 2.5 days of lectures about energy. So really fascinating. And part of that module was about, a big part of it was about the mitochondria and how it works, how it doesn't work as well sometimes, what happens in disease processes and aging and other things that make it so it's not just, like you said, it's not just on or off. It's not just we have great mitochondria or we have some awful mitochondrial disease. There's a spectrum here in between.
Yes, a broad one.
Yeah.
So we make the mitochondria, like the furnace, generates ATP. What else do we need to know about that process, and what other nutrients support it? What are some of the antagonists that make it inefficient?
Let's back up just for a second for some of our listeners, and let's talk about mitochondria just for a minute.
Okay.
Mitochondria, and this is really fascinating stuff, mitochondria look kind of like a bacteria. They look like a rod-shaped or almost kidney bean-shaped bacteria, and they are in all of our human cells, except in red blood cells,
right,
interestingly enough. They are there in our cells in varying numbers. It really depends on the tissue and the cell type, how many mitochondria are in the cell. Very metabolically active cells like cardiac cells, cardiac muscle, liver cells, they tend to have a lot of mitochondria because they're doing a lot of work. They have to be there to create a lot of ATP. Now, The conventional wisdom used to be, and when I went to medical school over 25 years ago, the conventional wisdom was that mitochondria created ATP. That was it. Now we know that in addition to creating ATP, there are cellular regulatory elements that go on as well via the mitochondria. So they're helping, yes, they create ATP, but they also help regulate cellular processes. They help regulate cell death, for one thing. The mitochondria can be the part of the cell that can initiate this function of cell death called apoptosis. So that programmed cell death is also initiated there by the mitochondria. So those metabolically active cells have the most mitochondria, and some references say liver cells can have up to 2,000 mitochondria per cell, and it ends up taking about 25% of the space inside the cell is mitochondria. So again, when I was originally trained, we thought of mitochondria as being, oh, there are a few mitochondria in the cell. And now we know there can be hundreds or even thousands of mitochondria per cell. So they do a lot of work in the liver. They help to do this bioconversion that happens in the liver, in the liver, detoxification, making glycogen, turning sugar into fats, et cetera. I mean, there's just so much metabolic activity going on. You've got to have fuel. You've got to have energy for all those things to happen. So again, you might say, so what? Well, mitochondria and mitochondrial dysfunction is implicated in the most basic of all processes, and that is aging. And it used to, again, it used to be thought that the aging process was mostly around oxidative stress and oxidative damage in the cell, and that still may be true, but now we know that mitochondrial function has something to do with that as well. For one thing, mitochondria, when they're not functioning as well as they should and optimally, they create reactive oxygen in the cell. So instead of creating a bunch of ATP, they end up creating oxygen species that are damaging to the cell. So we've got aging, heart failure, fatigue, chronic fatigue, diabetes, dementia, seizure disorders, cardiovascular disease, and even autism is connected with mitochondrial dysfunction.
Yeah, we in the autism community, it has become quite the focus because we see this mitochondrial dysfunction going on. And it's fascinating because it makes sense. There's just not enough energy for the brain and body to do what they need to do. What I'd like to do is continue this conversation and remind those who have just tuned in that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Alan Miller on energy. Stay with us.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products. 25% off other supplements and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. Want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on Kind Organic Vitamins. Now, our guest today is Alan Miller, Executive Director of Medical Affairs with Thorne Research. And the topic is energy, how we create it from foods, how this can go awry, and how to optimize energy production. In the first segment, we got an overview of Energy 101, ATP made by the body. I really like the idea of talking about a furnace generating energy. But you mentioned energy currency, Dr. Miller, and I think that's even a better one. And what can go wrong? And a new fact, I think, for many of us, that there are multiple mitochondria in the cells, more in the liver, more in the heart, and where they are needed more, the concentration seems to be greater. So let's continue the conversation, Dr. Miller.
Sure. I'd like to give a quick shout out to Dr. Passaro. colleague of mine who I haven't spoke with in quite a while, and that was on his show once previously. So,
well, good.
let's talk about aging a little bit and mitochondria and energy in aging. You can look at some elderly people, and some elderly people are full of life and full of energy, and some are depleted and not very full of life and energy. And that always fascinates me. I mean, how does that come about? Is it just, you know, years of just life and the toll that it takes on us and the genetic predispositions and all of that? And yes, that's all true. But when you get down to the cellular level, aging cells tend to produce less ATP. Your mitochondria become less efficient as you age. And of course, there's a spectrum to this, and it varies from person to person. But as your mitochondria produce less ATP as you're aging, those mitochondria are creating more reactive oxygen, which can further damage the mitochondria and the cell, and it's this vicious cycle, and you get these aging-induced cellular changes. You also, as you age, besides having decreased mitochondrial function and less ATP, you have a decreased number of mitochondria in your cells. Now, we talked about this vast number of mitochondria, sometimes thousands in some of our cells. Well, mitochondria can split like a bacteria and create more mitochondria, and they can basically die and degrade as well. So as we age, we can have fewer mitochondria, and the mitochondria that are there can be robust or they can sort of be depleted. One example of aging and mitochondria and ATP, just to sort of put this all into perspective. As we age, some of us start losing our ability to taste. A lot of elderly people say, I can't taste foods the way that I used to, and I have to use a lot more flavoring and spices and whatever to make the food taste better. We tend to have less of an ability, and part of the reason for that, I think, is ATP. ATP in taste buds is utilized almost as a neurotransmitter. So it it's used as a neurotransmitter going from the taste receptors on the tongue to the nervous system. And if you have less ATP, you have less taste sensation. Another example would be hearing. Of course, most of us, as we age, hearing gets a little bit worse. Some people, it gets much worse. Some, not so much. The ATP and the mitochondria might be involved here, too. If people have severe mitochondrial disorders, like you were talking about, like genetic mitochondrial disorders, those people tend to have hearing loss. And it's very common in mitochondrial disorders. So it's not that much of a leap to say, okay, well, as you're getting older and your mitochondria aren't working as well, that could be connected somehow to our loss in hearing as well.
What about smell?
Smell and taste goes just hand in hand. They're so close together that I think you're probably seeing the same thing going on with smell and taste as you get older.
Because I have read articles saying that if you're losing your sense of smell, it can be a sign of accelerated aging. And now that you've explained this, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Good, good. What other signs of aging do you think are connected with mitochondrial? How about tone, muscle tone, that?
Gosh, muscle tone, fatigue, cardiovascular function. Muscle tone, let's talk about that for a second. There are specific cellular signals that need to happen within the cell outside the mitochondria in the nucleus that can get disrupted and cause you to be fatigued or cause you to have less muscle mass as you get older. And there are some things that we can do that help support the mitochondria that also help support lean muscle mass. One of those things would be amino acids. If we get enough protein, everybody knows, I hope, that amino acids are the building blocks of protein. Some amino acids aren't involved in making protein. They're involved in making neurotransmitters and other things. But if you look at a protein and you break it down into its most basic components, they're all amino acids. And depending on the protein, you've got a different recipe of amino acids that get put together in that specific order to create that protein for that specific tissue. Proteins are interesting because in the cell, in the mitochondria, there is a cellular activity in there that's called the citric acid cycle or the Krebs cycle. And the Krebs cycle is also, it's part of this whole ATP-generating mechanism within the mitochondria. And the Krebs cycle uses sugar, glucose, as one of its main fuels. So glucose gets broken down into its most basic form. That gets fed into the Krebs cycle. Well, the Krebs cycle also is fed by amino acids. So those proteins must get digested, broken down, and get into the form of free amino acids within the bloodstream, and then they must be there in abundance so that they can feed at the cellular level. They can feed that Krebs cycle and create ATP. So a low-protein diet, not a good idea, especially as we age. In fact, a higher-protein diet is more beneficial to this process.
Comments are sparking a thought here. One of my pet peeves in the nutritional recommendations, the traditional nutritional recommendations, and there are many, but this is one of them, is that they have lower needs for nutrition in aging. And they treat adolescents as if they're large children or small adults. And adolescents are growing exponentially and have much higher nutritional needs. And the elderly do because they're more inefficient. And I am surprised that that hasn't been recognized, the need, especially in certain for certain nutrients, the need for enhanced nutrition in aging.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. We need to do all we can to enhance and optimize the function of the mitochondria and hopefully regenerate and reinvigorate those mitochondria in those people who have damaged them over the years or they're not working as well as they should. Talking about proteins and amino acids real quick, then let me just finish that thought. If we don't digest our proteins as we should, then we're not going to get enough amino acids to feed this process. And one of the things that I consider to be one of the worst problems that we have in the U.S. Is maldigestion. And let's say you have heartburn. If you have heartburn, you could be in with the other millions of people who take acid blocking drugs. Both over-the-counter and prescription acid blockers, the Tagamet, Prevacid, Zantac, Pepcid, all of those types of drugs, even just taking calcium carbonate like a Tums or Rolaids, diminishes the amount of stomach acid that you have. Okay, great. That can help symptomatically, can help you feel better and not have this discomfort in your stomach. But the other thing it does is it inhibits the breakdown of protein. That acid is supposed to be there as the first line of defense and the first piece of digestion of breaking down proteins. And if we're not doing that, we're not breaking down proteins as well. We're also making it very difficult to extract and absorb a lot of minerals. About 114 million prescriptions were filled last year, according to the Wall Street Journal, for acid-blocking medications. That's prescriptions. Now think of all the people that go to the grocery store and just pull this stuff off the shelf because they go, I have heartburn and I need my Tagamet. So you've probably got at least twice that, maybe three times that. So we have a great segment of the U.S. population that is diminishing their capacity to break down and absorb proteins because my tummy hurts. I have to take this medication. It is the third largest drug category when you talk about prescription drugs. So we need enough dietary protein, and we need to be able to break that down into those amino acids that we need so that we can create ATP. So protein's important. A couple of other cofactors that are involved in creating ATP in the cell and in the mitochondria are FAD and NAD. The F in the FAD comes from a flavin molecule, which comes from riboflavin. That's a B vitamin, B2. We have NAD, the N in that coming from another B vitamin, from niacin. So NAD, let me just focus on NAD. NAD is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. NAD is involved in the conversion of glucose to ATP, and it's actually spun off in this whole process of digesting glucose down to its most basic form. And then in the Krebs cycle, we're creating more ATP, or more NAD, excuse me. More NAD is formed in the Krebs cycle, and then that is used to go on further in the mitochondria and create more ATP in something called the electron transport chain or oxidative phosphorylation.
Well, we're going to pause here because I want you to go over that again. We're getting into the technical stuff, and we need to if we're going to understand it. And I'm so glad we have you here today. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on supplements. Our guest today is Alan Miller, Executive Director of Medical Affairs with Thorne Research. The topic is energy, how we create it from foods, how this can go awry, and how to optimize energy production. We have been talking about ATP, the body's energy currency. I call it the body electricity. I think both those terms make a lot of sense. And we've talked about signs of aging, such as loss of taste, smell, hearing, increased fatigue, loss of muscle tone and muscle mass, can be related, are related to mitochondrial problems and ATP inefficiencies or deficiencies. And then we just talked about support nutrients, such as amino acids, which come from protein, and FAD, which is B2 dependent, and NAD, which is niacin B3 dependent. So we're getting into some more. Let's go ahead, Dr. Miller, and cover more of the specifics.
Sure. Hopefully not getting too complex for folks here, but we'll jump out of this deep dive in just a second. But we need enough NAD to make sure that the mitochondria work effectively. That's really the bottom line. And to make enough NAD, we have to have those building blocks of that molecule. So we need to have ribose, and we need to have nicotinamide or niacin, and we have to have this adenine molecule as well. So we can create more NAD by getting enough of those substrates. We can push more NAD by giving niacin. Unfortunately, for most people, that's not an option. because you get the niacin flush, and most folks are not they're not really pleased by that. some people are okay with it, and you know they kind of grit through it. But most people, there's a diminishing returns on that, asking people to take niacin because it's just not comfortable. Now, you can take niacinamide and push more NAD production. Niacinamide does do that, but it also, in the process of doing that, can decrease the activity of a couple of anti-aging enzymes. The anti-aging enzymes called sirtuins are downregulated by an increase in niacinamide production, or an increase in niacinamide supplementation, let's say. To bypass that problem, we've come across a substance, a molecule called nicotinamide riboside. Now, I was already talking about NAD being nicotinamide, and ribose is part of that molecule. So the nicotinamide riboside is sort of partly formed already going toward that direction, going toward NAD. The nicotinamide riboside occurs in the human body naturally. It occurs in some foods naturally. And the two foods that I know that contain it in some of the highest concentrations are milk and beer. So pick your poison there. But it's also part of it's part of a pathway in the body that they consider to be the NAD salvage pathway. So you're taking sort of used up NAD and spinning it off, and you're getting some nicotinamide riboside created from that, and then it goes back to NAD. So you can supplement with more nicotinamide riboside and create more NAD without the problem of downregulating those anti-aging enzymes, which is what happens when you give niacinamide by itself. An animal study that was done in Switzerland on nicotinamide riboside, very interesting. The researchers fed mice a diet, a very high-fat diet, in which they would get predictable results. Now, you feed mice a high-fat diet, you pretty much know what's going to happen. They're going to get obese, and they're going to have high blood sugar and high blood insulin and insulin insensitivity, insulin resistance, and all those things that happen in us big people without tails. And so it's a predictable model for human obesity and overfeeding, let's say. So they'll gain weight, decrease function and energy, insulin goes up, and all of that. What they did then is they took half the mice and they gave them nicotinamide riboside. They didn't give the other half anything and except for the high-fat diet. The mice given the nicotinamide riboside had more NAD in their cells. So they actually checked that, and they had more NAD production in their cells.
Wow.
They had decreased blood glucose, decreased cholesterol, decreased body weight, decreased fat, decreased blood insulin, and increased body temperature. They also had an increase in running capacity, and the researchers took muscle biopsies and looked at the mitochondria in those muscles. And the graphics, the electron micrographs, are stunning. They're really fascinating. They show decreased fat content in the muscle and an increase in mitochondria per cell. So there's an increased number of mitochondria per cell, and those mitochondria are also bigger. They're larger. They're full of metabolic activity. Now, we were talking about aging and some of the things that happen with aging. We can get a decrease in muscle mass as we age. We also get an increase in fatty infiltration of our muscles as we age. So if we have something that can decrease that fatty infiltration of the muscles, this could be very, very promising. One of the things that we know does that are amino acids, especially the branched chain amino acids. The branched chain amino acids have been shown in clinical studies to increase muscle mass in the elderly and decrease that fat deposition in those muscles. Now, the branched chain amino acids, when I say that, we're talking about branched chain just is talking about the sort of the physical configuration of those molecules. They are leucine, isoleucine, and valine. Those are the three branched chain amino acids. Lysine is also involved here as far as, you know, as promoting that increase in muscle mass and decreasing that fatty infiltration. But it's the three, you know, leucine, isoleucine, and valine that seem to be the most important in doing that.
Well, that's fascinating. So the nicotinamide riboside, tell me a little bit more about sources of that.
Natural sources or supplemental sources? Or
Both.
Natural sources, like I said, there are,
milk and beer.
Are a few foods, and milk and beer appear to be the ones that have it in the highest content. Synthetic or supplemental or other sources, there's a company out in Boulder, Colorado called Chromadex that has been looking into this over the years, and they are manufacturing that ingredient. And there are a number of researchers around the country, actually around the globe, that are looking at nicotinamide riboside. And there are a number of studies, of human studies, that are either underway or are going to be underway within the next year. Those studies involve just pharmacokinetics, you know, what happens to it. In humans, do you see that same increase in NAD within the muscles? Are you seeing an increase in mitochondria and all of that? So just sort of a copy of the Swiss mice study. That one's already underway, and we should see data on it very quickly here, just within the next few weeks. Then endurance and mitochondrial biogenesis as well. And we talked a little bit about mitochondrial biogenesis before. Mitochondrial biogenesis, just to review, is making more mitochondria in your cell. It's doing something that is going to turn on that process that makes the mitochondria in the cell split and create more mitochondria. So they're going to be studying that. They're going to be studying blood lipids, glucose and insulin and hemoglobin A1C. They're going to be looking at all of that. All of those things being focused around diabetes. They're also going to be looking at athletic performance and recovery, and how well do muscles recover after physical exercise. And does supplementation with nicotinamide riboside increase that muscle strength and that muscle activity? We have some ideas of how these are going to turn out, just from the basic research and the animal research. So muscle performance, heart failure as well. We've got these incredibly metabolic cells, these heart muscle cells, that when you look at heart failure is all about mitochondria, and it's about mitochondrial dysfunction. So anything that we can do to improve that is going to be very, very important.
Excellent.
So, a lot of exciting activity going on around that.
A lot of new information. It is very exciting. And now that we know much more about the programmed cell death, you mentioned the apoptosis, it's not carved in stone. We can alter it. I guess the process is through epigenetics, and we've talked about that on the show a lot, that we can alter gene expression by what we do. And
you're not tied into your genetics.
That's
right.
You're sort of tied into it,
but you're tied into you can alter it by how you express those genetics, correct?
Yes, and I think that's exciting when we're talking about programmed cell death, mitochondrial, and this is what you're saying here, that people can repair, they can support the mitochondria.
Absolutely, and there are other substances that do similar things that we see with the nicotinamide riboside and with amino acids in turning on that mitochondrial biogenesis, so that the mitochondria are more efficient and there are more of them per cell.
Yeah, very exciting. Well, I just want to let the listeners know, if you've just tuned in, we're having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Alan Miller, Executive Director of Medical Affairs with Thorne Research, and we're talking about energy, your body, how you make it, what you do with it, and how it can go awry, and how you can improve it. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Miller.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic. Made with the highest quality standards. Uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. Non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday and join Kevin for his discussion. I do want to remind you about the big year-end sale through December 31st. 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, 20% off body care products. So just a reminder, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. Now we're going to wind up our interesting discussion with Dr. Alan Miller, Executive Director of Medical Affairs with Thorne Research. And our topic has been energy, how we create it from foods, how it can go awry, and how to optimize energy production. We talked about the manufacturing of body energy, energy currency as ATP, and we talked about what supports it, and we're going to continue that conversation. We started with Dr. Miller telling us that amino acids from protein that digests well, the B2 enzymes, cofactors, FAD, B3, NAD, and now we're going to cover a little bit more about how you can improve your production of energy from the mitochondria in your cells and even improve the number of mitochondria. So that's news to a lot of folks, Dr. Miller. Carry on.
Well, you know, it's been an interesting ride for the last 25 years, learning and relearning functional biochemistry. Because Over the years, you know, there more research comes out, and you learn more, and you go, "Wow, I did not know that. That is fantastic. That's really fascinating." So it's always fascinating for me too to learn more about these things. We were talking about branched chain amino acids before. The branched chain amino acids are the ones that have been shown to increase the activity of an enzyme called PGC1-alpha. PGC1-alpha is the key that unlocks this mitochondrial biogenesis process. So if you increase the activity of PGC1-alpha, you make more mitochondria in your cells. So there are a few things that that have an effect on that PGC1-alpha. First one we'll talk about here is amino acids and those branched-chain amino acids. Now, the research on branched-chain amino acids has been really fascinating. There's a researcher in Italy that has basically made this his life's work. He's been studying this for 25 years or so, trying to figure out just the specific combination of the branched chain amino acids and the rest of the essential amino acids that will most efficiently increase this process and increase lean muscle mass and increase PGC1-alpha. So the studies that he and his group have done and then other people beyond that show with these branched chain amino acids, greater lean muscle mass, less muscle breakdown, you know, greater muscle mass overall, and especially in the elderly. It shows increased muscle mass in the elderly, better endurance, you know, walking time and the ability to exercise, better stability. If you've got better muscular stability as an elderly person, you have a much reduced risk of falling. And, you know, falling and breaking something in an elderly person can be deadly. So also less age-induced sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is just basically just the loss of muscle mass, and it's always been considered normal. We get old, and most of us, you know, we lose muscle mass. It doesn't have to be that way. It does not. So if you're increasing the mitochondria's ability to do its job, you're decreasing reactive oxygen species in the cell, which is increasing longevity as well. It's also increasing those sirtuins, and we could talk for 2 hours just on sirtuins if we wanted to, but basically they're anti-aging enzymes that they mimic the effects of caloric restriction. So we know that caloric restriction in animals and in yeast and things like that increase their lifespan. Caloric restriction also decreases the amount of fat, increases the amount of protein and muscle. So it increases fat burning, just turning on these sirtuins, increases the lifespan and muscle mass, and decreases fatty infiltration, and increases the antioxidant activities of the cell. So that that particular blend of amino acids goes by a couple names. Amino acid complex is just sort of the generic name here that Thorn Research has for this combination, this specific combination of branched chain and other amino acids, and it's a patented blend of amino acids. Daxib is the other one. Daxib qual, so D-A-X-I-B-E-Q-O-L. That's available through the OncoQual line of products, O-N-C-O-Q-O-L. The nicotinamide riboside we were talking about, the product name for that is Niacel, just to let you know. Now, there are other substances that we know that can increase sirtuins and can increase PGC1-alpha. The first one I want to talk about is resveratrol. Researchers at Harvard, David Sinclair and his group, found sirtuin activity was increased by resveratrol, but there were limits to that. And now we know that those limits were all about NAD. NAD is a cofactor for sirtuins. Resveratrol can upregulate and ramp up the activity of sirtuins, but only a certain amount if you don't have enough NAD available. So now what Sinclair and his group are doing is they're looking at NAD-type molecules, similar to nicotinamide riboside, and he's giving those to animals. He's doing it by injection, but he's giving it to animals, and he's seeing greater NAD in the cell, and he's seeing greater sirtuin activity, especially when you tie it together with resveratrol. Another substance that can be beneficial here, two more substances real quick that can be beneficial, coenzyme Q10. This is kind of a no-brainer. for anybody that knows about mitochondrial function and ATP production and this process called oxidative phosphorylation. Coenzyme Q10 is just what it says. It's a coenzyme. It's something that plugs into other enzymes that makes biochemical processes happen. In this case, coenzyme Q10 functions as an antioxidant in the cell, but it also functions in that mitochondria in that process of making ATP. So if you don't have enough CoQ10, then you're going to decrease the amount of ATP that you can make. An example here is people taking statin drugs. People that take statin drugs tend to decrease the amount of CoQ10 that their body makes. That can cause fatigue, and there are studies showing increased muscle fatigability in statin users. University of Illinois researchers found that increase in muscle fatigue in mice on statins. Simvastatin has been shown to increase mitochondrial reactive oxygen species, looking at skeletal biopsies or skeletal muscle biopsies. So coenzyme Q10, again, very, very important to promote this process and support the function of the mitochondria.
Well, you've really run it down. Do we have some more?
One more.
Good.
Sulforaphane glucosinolate, or just sulforaphane. It's a molecule that's in broccoli. And if you look at any of the research on broccoli and broccoli seeds and sprouts specifically, you see that there are some fascinating effects from these substances that are in broccoli, these sulfur-containing substances, isothiocyanates, that are in broccoli. They're in the highest concentration in the seeds and in those newly sprouted seeds that are just a couple, 2 or 3 days old. What we know about what they do in the mitochondria is they increase PGC1 alpha. So aside from all the other cool stuff that the sulforaphane and the sulforaphane glucosinolate do, as far as they increase the antioxidant capacity of the cell, and there are some anti-proliferative benefits and some other things. But this is the really fascinating part to me, is that it increases the activity of PGC1 alpha. So you're creating more mitochondria per cell. And with some of these other cofactors, you're making those mitochondria more efficient as well. Researcher at Johns Hopkins, Tony Calloway, just published a study just a couple weeks ago. His group researched sulforaphane in autistic boys and found that by giving them this substance, their functioning was significantly improved. So that's just very, it was preliminary, but very exciting, very promising research. Now, he was giving them sulforaphane, just the active form. The sulforaphane glucosinolate is the most stable form. That has to be acted on by an enzyme in the body to split that sulforaphane off of it and create that active form. But as you were saying, you do a lot of research and a lot of work with autism, and you see that mitochondrial dysfunction is a huge problem in autistic kids and with autistic people. So this is very promising there.
Okay. Well, we have covered a lot. I want to thank you for being on the show, and you'll be back. We always like to hear what you have to say. So thank you very much, Dr. Miller.
Thank you, Dana. Thanks for having me today.
Okay, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.